This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
I'm delighted to say that Paul Armfield has dropped in all the way from Key Arts, which is about 20 paces away from our studio. Hello, Paul.
Hello, thanks
for having me. Yeah, no, good. Paul, we wanted to have a chat about what's coming up at Key Arts, but first of all, I've got to say, I popped in for a coffee at Key Arts this morning. It absolutely packed out again. Yeah. Every time I go in, Key Arts just seems to be getting busier. So is that your feeling as well, that it's becoming a hive of activity?
I certainly hope so, and that's certainly what I'm trying to achieve, you know, with one thing or another, just trying to fill it with people all the time.
Yeah.
And as many events as we can possibly get.
Yeah.
Whether they be people hiring out the venue, you know, we've got various rooms to hire.
Yeah.
Or whether we've got actually things going on. So today, for example, we had live drawing upstairs, where we've got poetry this afternoon. We had an event from Food on the White in the seminar room, as well as people coming... generally, so yeah, there's this sort of crossover, and that's when it gets really exciting, when people come in for one thing, cross over with people from another thing, and the cafe is the, you know, is the kitchen table that everyone's the whole family congregate around.
I know. I remember when your appointment was first announced, and you came in for a chat with me, and I remember you saying that kitchen table analogy. That was your vision, wasn't it?
Yes.
That, you know, Key Arts would become this sort of quite homely place where people could just call in and things would start to happen.
Yes,
and ideas would be sparked.
Into someone, exactly that. Yeah.
And I think it's working. Do you feel that?
I definitely do. Yeah. Yes. It's and it's lovely. I mean, it's almost it's becoming so successful that I'm struggling to draw breath at the time, which is brilliant. You know, that's more successful than I could ever imagine. Really.
So, yeah. Nice problem to have. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the reason I asked you in was because we're at the top of the hour and we're talking about arts and entertainments, and a great way to start would be for you to give us a bit of a rundown on maybe what's coming up over the next month or so.
Key Arts. I'm happy to do that. Thanks for letting me have that opportunity. That's brilliant. I'll start off with tonight. We've got Acoustic Originals tonight, which is an ongoing thing. It happens every month, and we've got four bands, and I'm trying to get it to the format now that we have four bands each month. It's always on a Monday. Monday's a music night at Key Arts. So this Monday we've got a great lineup of acts playing tonight, and and I'm trying to get like three island acts and one act from further afield, and
we've
got it keeps fresh blood coming and keeps it more interesting, and it's free, of course. So that's tonight in the cafe. Tuesday nights is the film night that I'm not allowed to mention because we're not allowed to publicise it, but we've got Tim Callahan Martin coming to talk about Orson Welles and maybe show one of his films, and that's tomorrow night, and again that's a free event that starts at 8, and that happens every Tuesday. There's something like that on, and of course we have other visual entertainment on a Saturday morning and a Saturday afternoon for free. And then on Thursday we've got a really interesting thing happening there, because as you know we're doing food in the evenings from now, and two very regular customers are Matt and Kat, who are the gourmands of the Isle of Wight. and they're bringing an occasional do, if you like, and they're inviting people to come along to that, and that's going to be our Moroccan night, because we're doing Moroccan food.
Yeah.
So we're doing a Fez Christmas for them,
and, like it.
And that's on Thursday night, and anyone can come along to that. You just need to book through Matt and Kat through their website.
Okay.
And you get a Moroccan meal with a cocktail, a baklava for dessert, and Moroccan tea. We also get, we've got some authentic Moroccan music and belly dancing as well.
Amazing.
It'll be great. We've also got 60 Minute Creatives on that night as well, which is, again, an open thing that people can come along to. We give you a subject, you write a poem, sing a song, do whatever, draw a picture on that subject. Then Friday, we've got a really exciting thing, which is Chalk Pit Records presents. Now, Chalk Pit is a brilliant thing, right? Run by a young lad called Silas. He started a record label called Chalk Pit Records, and I went to one of his events. It was brilliant. So I said, Silas, please come to the Key and do your thing. Yeah. You know, I'll give you a carte blanche to do what you want. And he did it last month for the first time, and it was a roaring success. A proper gig. Three, four bands over the course of the night, and they were great, and it was a really good night's entertainment. And okay. And he really staged it well and just took care of everything. So that was a real success. So he's doing another one this month, and he's using it as his band Nakamura's album launch as well.
Yeah.
So that's Friday night. Saturday night we've got Something From Nothing, who are a Foo Fighters tribute band, and they're doing an acoustic Foo Fighters tribute. They've got Spike Oakley supporting. That's on Saturday night.
Brilliant.
Sunday is a great day. We've got all sorts of things happening. We've got, first of all, in the morning we have our usual Sunday morning recitals in the gallery, which start at 10:30 on a Sunday morning, and there's a donation at the door. And this week we've got something really exciting, actually, which is a debut from a duo that people will know that on the island, because it consists of J.C. Grimshaw and Gary Plumley, both doing things very different from that they would normally do, but doing instrumental original compositions. In the afternoon we have DJ playing in the cafe, which is a regular thing, and in the evening we have Nick Page playing tribute to Charlie Parker in the theatre. That's going to be a great thing, great band, and again that's Gary Plumley as well. So you can have a whole day of Gary Plumley if you like.
Wow.
Monday we got Eclectic Electrics, which is like acoustic originals but plugged in. Again, one artist from further afield, three island artists for free. Well, we take a collection.
Yeah.
Then we'll have Cinema Again on the Tuesday. Next Wednesday we've got White Lines, which is the Isle of Wight, which is the Key Arts open mic poetry, which has been really successful.
Yeah.
And then on the 8th, 10th and the 11th we've got the Island Shakespeare Company coming to do a play that isn't by Shakespeare but by one of his contemporaries, called The Country Wife.
Yeah.
Friday the 9th, God, this is going on, but this is okay.
That's
Friday
fine.
The 9th, we've got Alan Clayson coming, who's a great English eccentric and author and singer. And he's coming to do perform an evening of French chanson, which is right up my street.
Yeah.
And I'll be supporting as well, doing my brow pieces as well as a few other things.
Can I interrupt you there?
You
can have a breather now while I ask you something. Why is that chanson right up your street? Just for those who may not know.
Well, because, you know, I sing a songwriter myself.
Yeah.
My biggest influence are the French chansonniers.
Okay.
Jacques Brel and Léo Ferré.
Yeah.
And the likes. Georges Brassens.
They were your inspiration, were they, Paul?
Largely my inspiration, yeah. They're more lyrical.
Yeah.
They have a more lyrical, poetic tradition in France.
Yeah.
And I think they don't mind their songwriters being in earnest. And their songwriters also don't mind showing man in all his frailty and his weaknesses. Rock and roll tends to paint the protagonist as the hero or the hapless victim, where the French chansonniers tend to enjoy showing a man for the fool that he is, which is nice. So I like that, and Alan Clayson certainly doesn't mind playing the part either, and he is, like I say, this eccentric English character. But he's written biographies of Brel and Gainsbourg, and as well as other people as well. But he was good friends with likes of Screaming Lord Sutch and people. So but he does a great thing. He does a great show, and that will be really good.
Okay.
And then the other thing, just a couple of other things I should mention, is that we've got, on the 16th, we've got a very special gig. We're doing a fundraiser for the bus shelter. We've only announced it yesterday. We've got four great bands. We've got Nakamura, the Plastic Mermaids, who will be coming to do an acoustic set, Signals, and the Ohms.
Yeah.
So really, four
of
the best.
Wow, that's
bands.
Quite a lineup, isn't it?
Yeah, £12. It'll be a great, great night. That.
Yeah.
And then on over Christmas, we've got what we're calling the 12 Days of Christmas, which is the 3 weekends preceding Christmas, from the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Yes, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or whatever, for before coming up to Christmas, we've got a craft fair and an art market, and we've got lots of entertainment, we've got all sorts of things going on. We've got films every day for Christmas week, so that'll be really great. It'll be if anyone who came to our craft fair last year knows, it was brilliant event.
Okay.
And so we'll be doing that over 12 days.
Wow, fantastic. Mm. What a lineup, though. Mm. It's no wonder you're not pausing for breath. Okay, and the I think I might have got your email. Is that event on the 16th a special one in another way? Is it like an annual? Is it based around an annual meeting? Or
well, we have the Key Arts, obviously being the Steve Ross Foundation, which is the overriding organisation. Charity that Key Arts is part of has its AGM that day, so we'll be having the AGM, then followed by a drinks reception for our trustees and our key holders and our volunteers, as well as for all the people who volunteer at Kashmir Cafe, because obviously that's part of the Isle of Wight Festival.
Yeah,
and then that's followed by because I wanted it to be able to go into something else, because these drinks receptions and AGMs, you know, rather dull, and nobody wants to really go to them. But this I thought would be incentive for people to come, and then we could go on to have a great evening afterwards, you know, with some good music. And
I like that sort of sweeping statement, you know, drinks receptions, nobody wants to go to them. You're probably right, Paul. Well, that's fantastic. What a lineup. And all credit to you and your team from all of us at Vectis, because you're doing an amazing job.
Well, thank you for all your support. It's been very much appreciated.
All right. And anyway, so we should sort of say Happy New Year to Key Arts, really, shouldn't we now? It's nearly that time.
We're nearly there, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for all that, Paul.
Thank you very much.
See you again soon.
Cheerio. www.vectisradio.com